To get a medical marijuana license in Oklahoma, patients need a recommendation from their doctor. Paperwork attesting that, in their medical opinion, a patient would benefit from the drug. But what happens when there's not a doctor in the area willing to sign off? State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports.
The Redbud dispensary in Marlow looks like an Apple store. It's got white walls and track lighting, and it is packed with people. The middle-aged crowd stands around empty glass cases. The dispensary is so new, it doesn't even have THC products yet. They're here for something else, a doctor's recommendation.
So we had like 140-some names on the schedule, and then they're doing walk-ins, so.
Renee Harper owns Green Hope Wellness Clinic in Moore, about an hour and a half north. She brought one of the physicians who rent space from her for this one-day pop-up style event known as a patient drive.
Yeah, and I was going to bring two doctors, but I'm glad I didn't because I don't know what I would have done with the other one.
That's because there isn't any space. The doctor is seeing patients in what's usually a supply closet, and she's too busy to talk. People have pre-registered and filled out paperwork, and as they file into the room with the doctor, they get out cash to pay for the visit. Harper says it's similar to her clinic in Moore.
We have a huge clinic where we see 9,200 people a day for medical marijuana recommendations, mm-hmm. and so I do all the scheduling and different things like that. They just show up and see people.
Daniel Owens is one of them. He says he spent between 5 and 10 minutes with the doctor, who asked him a few questions, and then gave him a medical marijuana recommendation.
So I have some lower back pain and some issues with anxiety, and it's hard for me to sleep. I prefer to maybe try the cannabis instead of pharmaceuticals or over-the-counter medicines can become habit-forming or addictive.
Even though he has health insurance, Owens prefers to come to the patient drive.
I mean, I haven't been to the doctor in probably like 8 years, so.
Patient drives like this one are big business, but as the number of approved patient licenses tops 69,000, they've also led to accusations that some doctors in the medical marijuana industry are churning out pill mill style recommendations.
You are definitely expanding the bounds of a doctor-patient relationship there. We don't have a definition in law of what a doctor-patient relationship is, and at some point we probably need to have one.
That's Republican State Senator Greg McCourtney. Because State Question 788 was approved after the legislative session was over, lawmakers are only now considering bills to harness the growing industry.
Now we're trying to put the horse back in the barn, which is difficult, and it will take years to really get this, I think, to be the system that the people thought we were going to have when we voted on it.
McCourtney's Senate Bill 759 would bar physicians from seeing patients in commercial medical marijuana facilities like a dispensary. Another of his bills would give two physician licensing boards the authority to give doctors guidance on how and when to give a medical marijuana recommendation and discipline doctors who violate related laws.
Mine is mainly trying to make sure that medical marijuana really is medical.
Bud Scott is the executive director and attorney for the Oklahoma Cannabis Industry Association, and he says patient drives happen because people in rural areas can't find local doctors who are willing to write recommendations.
There is some validity to the concern that this is kind of that pill mill style of just making recommendations, but when you're limited, there's not many doctors you can actually go to that can do it without fear of reprisal, then this is kind of what we're left with.
Scott says too many doctors are afraid of getting fired for recommending medical marijuana.
Now, we wouldn't have to have those patient drives if the hospital groups and most of the main healthcare organizations weren't prohibiting their physicians from making these recommendations.
He says one way to help rural patients would be to allow other healthcare professionals to write those recommendations.
We want anyone with prescriptive authority to be able to make these recommendations. That includes physician assistants. We're also majorly in favor of having telemedicine access here.
State lawmakers are considering 18 bills to regulate the medical marijuana industry. Scott says if lawmakers pass too many restrictions, cannabis advocates have another option. Put recreational marijuana on the 2020 ballot. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.